WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Beginning its third decade, the annual list of the 10 fastest-growing small businesses based in Brazos County in terms of gross sales over the last 3 years has been announced.
Topping this year's Newman 10 list is a College Station-based manufacturer owned by two Texas A&M professors of mechanical engineering. Exocent Engineering produces cargo tanks that holds hazardous materials. Co-founder Andrew Duggleby noted the benefit of being in the classroom as well as working in the private sector.
And it's been interesting to see what I convey in the class and how my knowledge transferred to the student has now changed as I'm doing things and I'm building real things. And it's a very different mindset I have in engineering, and you know, you start asking different questions and you start caring about different things.
The keynote speaker, Congressman Bill Forrest of Bryan, said the best safety net program designed by a society is a good paycheck from a stable job.
They house our families, they feed our families, they educate our families, they grow our local tax base, they create a vibrant middle class. There is no federal entitlement program, there is no amount of food stamps that will do the same thing that jobs and paychecks will do.
The list of winners is on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station School District has filled all its principal vacancies for the next school year. The new principal at Oakwood Intermediate is Josh Simank. He takes over for Jeff Mann, who was transferred to the principal's position at Consolidated Middle School. Simank has been an assistant principal and CSISD for the last 3 years, most recently at Pebble Creek Elementary. A federal investigation of bluebell listeria contamination is over. The source of the bacteria has been identified in plants in suburban Tulsa and Alabama. But they're still looking for the source in Brenham. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention continues to advise to not eat bluebell products made before their plants were closed. A statement on Bluebell's website did not include an update on the progress of preparing their plants for reopening. On our website at WTAW.com, there are links to the latest statements from Bluebell and the CDC. There are 5 counties in the Brazos Valley that qualify for federal disaster assistance following severe weather last month. Grimes County was part of the original declaration. FEMA has added an additional 51 counties, including Burleson, Madison, Milam, and Walker. Local governments in those counties are eligible for federal reimbursements to pay for 75% of eligible costs, including the repair and replacement of buildings and infrastructure. The Texas A&M Student Entrepreneurial Program startup Aggieland is headed off campus as the best pitch winner from this year's Shark Frenzy event is opening a store at Post Oak Mall.
3 students, 1 idea, and some pool noodles? It may not sound like a dream come true, but it is for Matt Kinzel, Jared Knowles, and Madison Jones, co-founders of Lynx Toys.
Lynx Toys is a noodle connector and allows kids to connect styrofoam noodles together to build any creation they can imagine.
Jones says they have sold 40% of their current inventory, and with their new storefront, in addition to online sales, they hope to sell the rest within a month's time.
I think with the experience in the mall, just trying to sell to people will start giving us more skills and getting us more excited about the business, because we'll be watching other people get excited about it, and a good way to promote the company.
The Lynx Toys grand opening is Friday at noon and located near the Buckle and the Great American Cookie Company in Post Oak Mall. Find out more online at Lynx, that's L-Y-N-X, dot toys. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And WTAW News Time is 6:09 at 73 degrees. More news at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides 2 personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners, in your home, at your office, and in our community.
For us, it's about your quality of life, your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life on your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
Dr. Drew Johnson is with us. Doctor, I've heard you say that 90% of women who take thyroid hormones will fail to feel normal. Now, that's kind of a scary number. Tell me what that means.
That means that there's many different causes for thyroid symptoms, and they're only being treated one way. If you don't know the real cause, you really can't treat it.
So if you have a thyroid problem, or think you do, you have an educational seminar coming up for that?
Absolutely. And at that seminar, we're going to discuss the multiple causes of the hypothyroid symptoms and what missing labs are needed to identify the problem and why simply taking thyroid medication may not impact your condition at all.
Now, space is limited?
Space is limited. We're trying to limit it to 25 people.
What do you charge for guests to attend?
It's absolutely free.
So if they'd like to get some more information about a thyroid problem, they need to register for the seminar?
Absolutely. Just call 268-1162. Reserve your spot.
Johnson Performance and Wellness Center.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Hi, I'm Teresa Hernandez.
And I'm Barbie Springer.
At Brenham National Bank, we have the best customers in town.
To show our thanks, please join us for lunch at our annual Customer Appreciation Day on Friday, June the 19th from 11 to 2.
We're located at the corner of Earl Rudder Freeway and Southwest Parkway in College Station. If you don't know Brenham National Bank,
come by, have lunch, and let's get acquainted.
Come for lunch Friday, June 19th, 11 to 2. Member FDIC.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucy. He'll be back with us on Monday. We'll visit with the newest member of the Infomaniacs, the fill-in variety anyway, with Brad Mitchell here in just a minute to get you caught up in sports. In the meantime, let's check the weather forecast brought to us by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Call them 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure over the Gulf of Mexico, still in control of our weather. Lots of sunshine for today. We'll see a few clouds pop up. It'll be about 90 to 95 as we head through the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows near 75. Partial sun tomorrow. There could be a shower or thunderstorm later in the day. Highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Partly sunny for Saturday. Maybe a late day storm. Highs on Saturday are going to be pretty close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's your spot, Brad. All right, we'll try and check in with Brad here in just a few minutes. Let me see, when it's 6:13, now 13 minutes after 6 o'clock, and parent of the day. All right, so get this straight. Virginian woman turned herself in on charges related to her leaving her children in a hot car and did it while she left her children in a hot car.
Oh, no.
Yes, Laquanda Newby was accused of leaving her two kids in a car on May the 26th while she was shopping at Sam's Club. The officer responding to the call couldn't arrest her because he didn't witness the kids in the car, so he issued her a warrant so she could turn herself in at a later date. She went to court on Monday to turn herself in and brought her kids with her and left them in the car.
Man.
Person passing by noticed the kids, told the police she was charged with 3 counts of contributing to the delinquency or abuse of a child after the police said she left the children, ages 6 and 1, inside the hot car.
Oh, that's terrible.
Hey, there he is.
I'm here now.
Yay.
How's it going, guys?
Good. Just woke up a little late.
Good morning.
Huh?
Yeah, you know, it's early. I'm not used to this early.
Temperatures in the car, by the way, temperatures outside were 90 degrees. Both kids were sweating.
It gets hot real quick in the car.
Police held the kids till dad got there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those cars are like ovens out there with the heat.
Come on. You're in trouble for doing it, and you do it while you're going into.
Well, she would have been cited with criminally stupid the first time if it was a charge.
Without question. Without question. All right, 6:14, we'll take. We'll check birthdays for you here in just a minute.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit, now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to EmbassyRMS.com.
Good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW with the Infomaniacs, Les Scott, who will be back with us on Monday. I'm Kevin O'Connor, sitting in for Scott. Let me see. It is day 162. There are 203 left. It is National Corn on the Cob Day.
Hmm. And probably Toothpick Day, too.
And I, and to be real honest, I finally saw a recipe with bacon that I didn't think I would try online last night.
Oh?
Bacon-wrapped corn on the cob.
It'd just be difficult.
I love corn on the cob. I love corn, period, but I can't eat it anymore because of a medical issue.
Well, bless your heart.
I know. It's terrible.
But that's the only thing I've seen to date with bacon that I don't think I could do.
Bacon bits, maybe?
Maybe, but this was just wrapped in bacon.
Yeah, maybe not.
Because bacon all day, every day.
Unadulterated corn on the cob is about one of the best things
ever.
Oh,
yeah, that's incredible.
It's National Cotton Candy Day, German Chocolate Cake Day, Career Nurses Assistant Day. King Kamehameha Day.
Uh-huh.
No idea what that means. 10 days to Father's Day, 23 days to the 4th of July, and there are 589 days left of Hopi and Changey.
Did you know cotton candy is a low-calorie food?
I didn't know that.
It's not, I mean, you think about
you're
it.
You're eating air.
Exactly. Yeah. It's primarily sugar, but it's, you know, candy floss, its other name. It's just air, a lot of air.
All right. So what do we got for birthdays?
For birthdays, we got some important people, actually. Peter Dinklage is 46.
Yes.
You know who he is?
Mm-hmm.
He's the most successful little person in Hollywood.
Yep. Yeah.
That's right. He is. He plays Tyrion on Game of Thrones.
Soap opera with swords.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
You're new to the show, but it's soap opera with swords.
Soap opera with swords. I enjoy that soap opera, personally. It's a man soap opera. A brope opera, if you will. Shia LaBeouf is 29. He's that annoying kid who's not going anywhere anytime soon, uh-huh. Of course. Joshua Jackson, 37. He was from Dawson's Creek. Also, Mighty Ducks. Joshua
what?
Jackson
oh,
was
wow.
in.
Oh, wow. No yeah. kidding?
Way back in the day. That's
oh,
right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, now I remember.
Hugh Laurie, who is also known as House,
mm-hmm.
56 today.
I have to bring this up. If you have not seen the British television show Blackadder,
I have not.
It is worth watching to see House play a bumbling idiot.
Ah.
He is the Blackadder series itself was built as this family that just keeps, you know, growing in age. So they start in essence in, you know, Victorian and then move forward all the way through World War I. And the characters are the same characters all the way through, and Hugh Laurie is an idiot through all of them, and it's just hilarious to watch.
He actually gets to use his British accent.
Yes,
huh?
He does.
Joe Montana's 59, of course, Hall of Famer for the 49ers, and Peter Bergman is 62. He's the guy who's famous for saying, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Uh-huh.
I'll be darned.
I'm not a sports guy, but I play one on the radio.
Is that it?
That's all we got for you right now.
All right, 618, come back in just a second. We'll check the Dow for you on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Man, if you're responsible for the haircuts in your family, your sons, maybe even your fathers or grandfathers, there's one barbershop that will make everyone happy. Just go to Sonny's. Sonny's is Aggieland's traditional barbershop with the tradition of giving great haircuts in an environment appropriate and comfortable for men of any age. No one knows hair like the pros at Sonny's, and no barbershop supports your family values like Sonny's. Become a part of the Sonny's tradition to get everything you're looking for in a barbershop. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Berea across from McDonald's.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The collapse in oil prices is boosting the use of fuel. The International Energy Agency says world demand will rise much more than expected this year. And today it raised its forecast by 280,000 barrels per day. Oil prices have staged a recovery this year after hitting a nearly six-year low in January. A senior EU official says Greece and its creditors could reach a deal in their cash flow reforms talks next week in time for the next meeting of Eurozone finance ministers. Meanwhile, S&P has downgraded Greece further into junk territory, citing a likely default without a debt deal. J. Crew says it has replaced its lead designers and laid off 175 employees, mainly from its New York headquarters. The layoffs follow a year of poor sales performance. The company says other changes are being made in store operations, production, sourcing, and merchandising, but it wasn't more specific. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open after stocks surged yesterday, 1.3%. That's your money now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000 square foot building for less than $35,000. Or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8330.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 6:21, a time to look at our forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley leaders in foundation repair for the last 28 years. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Action Sports is proud to announce the
Hang on, let's try this. .net.
High pressure over the Gulf of Mexico, still in control of our weather. Lots of sunshine for today. We'll see a few clouds pop up. It'll be about 90 to 95. High pressure over the Gulf of Mexico, still in control of our weather. Lots of sunshine for today. We'll see a few clouds pop up. It'll be about 90 to 95 as we head through the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows near 75. Partial sun tomorrow. There could be a shower or thunderstorm later in the day. Highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Partly sunny for Saturday. Maybe a late day storm. Highs on Saturday are going to be pretty close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn. For News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
73 degrees now with 94% humidity. Winds out of the south at 5 miles per hour. My commentary concerning city councils and parliament coming up next.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
This is an important message.
One that you want to listen to.
Hit it.
It's summertime.
Woo!
Come on! Gather up your friends and family and hit the road in a brand new RV from RV Station in Bryan.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
Woo!
Save thousands right now at the pre-4th of July sale.
Get the best prices in the country on the country's best brand.
That's right.
Brands like Jayco, Rockwood, and Raptor.
You can't help but look.
Why pre-4th of July sale? Because you might want to use your new camper this 4th of July.
Woo!
Come on! Do a little fishing.
Do a little boating.
Woo!
Play some games with the kids.
Or maybe just a romantic getaway with the sweetheart.
Whatever your definition of fun, you can do it all with your brand new RV from RV Station. Get started on your family summer fun at the pre-4th of July sale at RV Station in Bryan. 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Check us out online, rvstation.com.
Come on now, come on, let's hit the road.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. In some, if not all, cities, big and small, politics can be contentious.
Order, order, order.
The same can hold true in our happy little hamlets. Only, because it's the most recent, there was a bit of the old back and forth at the last Bryan City Council meeting.
I know a lot is said about what we do and don't do for the community.
And council members, I apologize if I offend you by bringing out some of these numbers.
Politics, at the very least, can be a bit of a spectator sport for the wonky. This was, at the very least, interesting, if only because it's in our own backyard.
More money is always put back into single-member districts 1 and 2 for infrastructure improvements because it's an older, aging part of the community. But you've got 34 streets versus 7 for the rest of the whole town.
I think District 2 had the most streets done. Is that correct with your numbers?
23, sir.
23. Okay, that's it.
Now, I think this could be made all the more interesting if school boards, city councils, and all governments stole a few things from across the pond.
I wish the Cheddar Chance would occasionally shut up and listen to the answer.
Imagine, if you will, the local give and take with the decorum and majesty of the English Parliament.
You're a miserable pipsqueak of a man gone! Order, order.
Or, as is the way of us Yanks, a fine blending of the two.
I know a lot is said about what we do and don't do for the community.
Perhaps next time the gentleman will be more selective.
Thanks for doing that math for me. Just goes to show that we're doing a good job up here.
I think that answer gets 0%.
Council members, I apologize if I offend you by bringing out some of these numbers.
Before we go any further, I must ask the Honourable Gentleman to withdraw the term that I think he used. The Honourable Gentleman must withdraw that term. It's not appropriate.
I think District 2 had the most streets done. Is that correct with your numbers?
23, sir.
I may be alone in finding him the most annoying person in modern politics, but
it goes to show that we're doing a good job up here.
It's not difficult, even for the humblest student of politics.
Harumph, harumph, harumph. And that is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Closing in on Father's Day, I think it's, what, 11 days away now? All you have to do is drift in, and you can get Dad a gift card, so he will get exactly what he wants for Father's Day. And you can do some looking, too. The largest supply of pressers in the Brazos Valley, tactical gear, of course, they've got weapons. They do service weapons as well, so if you've got something you need worked on, they can take care of that. To find out more and see their stock, you can go to gun-corps, and that's C-O-R-P-S, gun-corps.com, or they're on Texas Avenue in College Station in the same shopping center as Planet Fitness, just across from the Kettle. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. It's time for the ride of your life. Get a 2015 Nissan Rogue for 0% for 60 months, plus $500 APR cash with NMAC financing. Only at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
There are eight elements to a partnership, personal or professional, and without all eight, you're in trouble. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich.
Try saying croissant-wich.
Croissant-wich.
Yeah, it's the only way to capture its flaky, buttery lightness, and right now they're just 2 for $4. Now say muffin.
Muffin?
Oh, no, that's boring.
Get 2 croissant-wich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve,
Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
Partnerships. We all have them at work, at home, and with friends.
Most people are not very deliberate about their partnerships, and when you ask them whether they've had good partnership or bad partnerships, they will tend to say they've had a lot more bad partnerships than good ones.
Rod Wagner, co-author of the book Power of Two.
We define a partnership as any time two people team up to accomplish a single goal. When that happens, certain elements kick in. Those will make the difference between two people who click and two people who clash.
In fact, Rod says there are eight elements to a good partnership, personal or professional.
They are complementary strengths, a common mission, fairness, trust, acceptance, forgiveness, communicating, and unselfishness. The absence of any one of those elements could severely handicap a partnership because you need to be hitting on all eight cylinders.
Interestingly, it turns out that you're about the worst person to pick your own partner.
One of the handicaps that we tend to have is choosing partners that are too much like ourselves. Many of our most productive potential partnerships are with people who are dramatically different and therefore more likely to be the people that we would not choose, and maybe more likely to be the people who would be assigned to work with us rather than those that we would choose.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at just $5 at Cellucor Field.
WTAW News time is 6:31. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A College Station manufacturer of cargo tanks founded by two Texas A&M professors of mechanical engineering is this year's fastest growing business in Brazos County.
Entering its third decade, the Newman 10 Awards recognizes sales growth over the last 3 years. Sales at Exocent Engineering rose 238%.
It's a nice marriage between academia and business. We really appreciate that and like that.
Co-founder and president UV Doron says semis haul their tanks that carry crude oil, acids, and other hazardous liquids.
There's about eight companies, period, in North America that construct the vessels. We are the only ones that have been able to create the lower center of gravity vessel, and that adds quite a bit more value to the unit.
The award sponsors include the Bryan Rotary Club, which was mentioned in the keynote address by Congressman Bill Forrest of Bryan.
And can you imagine what the nation would be like today if everyone in Washington followed the Rotary's four-way test? In particular, I wish that everyone in Congress, before we voted on something, would look at this and say, is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendships? Well, we could stand some of that. And will it be beneficial to all concerned?
The awards, now in its third decade, are also sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce, the Mays Business School, Texas A&M, Newman Printing, and Tom Light Chevrolet. The list of winners, including the recipients of the Lifetime Achievement and Rising Star Awards, is on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's a new principal in the College Station School District. Josh Simank has been promoted to lead Oakwood Intermediate. For the last 2 years, he was assistant principal at Pebble Creek Elementary, and 3 years ago, he was an assistant principal at College Station Middle School. Simank succeeds Jeff Mann, who was named the new principal at A&M Consolidated Middle School last month. Wednesday's announcement means all principal positions in CSISD have been filled for the 2015 and 16 school years. With the return of 90-degree temperatures, a freak accident in Port Arthur provides a reminder of the danger of leaving anyone in a locked vehicle with the windows rolled up. Police say 72-year-old James Roger and his dog died this week of apparent heat exhaustion after he was not able to get out of his locked sports car. Authorities believe Rogers, who went out to his car that was parked outside a restaurant to check on his dog, did not know how to manually unlock the 2007 Corvette he recently purchased. Investigators believe a car cable became loose after Rogers got in and shut the door with no power to operate the horn or locks. The Port Arthur man and his dog were found dead about 4 hours later by another restaurant patron. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has added 51 Texas counties to a disaster declaration from severe weather last month. The updated list includes Burleson, Madison, Milam, and Walker counties. Grimes County was part of the original declaration. The declaration allows local governments to apply for federal reimbursement to pay for 75% of repair costs in repairing roads and bridges, city and county-owned buildings, and equipment, utilities, and parks and recreational facilities. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced Wednesday their investigation into the listeria outbreak from Bluebell products is over. But the CDC continues to advise not to eat Bluebell ice cream and treats produced before their plants were closed. As for the source of the bacteria, Bluebell told the Food and Drug Administration it has not been found at the home plant in Brenham. In the Tulsa suburb of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, contamination could have come from a non-sanitary room containing equipment and sealed ingredient buckets. In Alabama, the source was a surface area. On our website at WTAW.com are links to the latest statements from the CDC and Bluebell. The Bluebell news release did not indicate the status of reopening any of its plants. President Paul Cruzy said production would resume with a phased-in selection of flavors and sizes after getting the green light from the FDA and state regulators. Lynx Toys, a venture of Texas A&M students in the Startup Aggieland program, celebrates the launch of their inaugural storefront operation tomorrow in Post Oak Mall's new student retail incubator.
If you're in the mall this weekend near stores like The Buckle, Zoomies, and the Great American Cookie Company, something strange may catch your eye.
Alligators, dolphins, and sharks. And we've also seen like sport-related creations, like a basketball goal.
Madison Jones, co-founder of Lynx Toys, says these are the type of creations made by connecting pool noodles together with their product.
It inspires creation, innovation, and imagination, and it brings families together. So, you know, instead of sitting around your TV or playing video games, it's like get your kids off the couch and, you know, get those noodles out of the attic and, you know, start building things.
Jones says online sales on Amazon and Toy Splash have already been a success, and he's hoping the mall location will only help him and his colleagues, Jared Knowles and Matt Kinzel, spread the word about Lynx Toys in the community. The grand opening is at noon on Friday. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:37 at 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you're looking for a retirement treasure or vacation gem, at Hartman Realty Group, we can help. The Brazos Valley area is full of possibilities for you and your family. Our real estate professionals know the market inside and out. They can answer your questions and help guide you through the process of finding the perfect retirement or vacation home in Aggieland or beyond.
Make a smooth transition to the next stage of your life now. Visit HartmanBCS.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Weekend scrimmage leaves your ankle throbbing. Not sure where to go? St. Joseph Express Care at South College Station is open weekends, nights, and holidays. You don't need an appointment. And we have lab and x-ray on site for faster results. St. Joseph Express Care is part of the convenient, quality care available at South College Station. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
At Polaris Fun Center in Bryan, ride into summer and get unprecedented rebates for a limited time only. $800 off the Razor XP 1000, $900 off the Sportsman 570, $1,000 off the Polaris Ace, and $1,400 off on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, the Polaris XP 900. At Polaris Fun Center, get financing as low as 1.99% on every machine in the lineup. The Ride Into Summer sales event at Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue in Bryan, where they sell and service fun, not trash.
tractors.
When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
That is us, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. It is 6:40 now, and time to check the numbers in the weather.
High pressure over the Gulf of Mexico, still in control of our weather. Lots of sunshine for today. We'll see a few clouds pop up. It'll be about 90 to 95 as we head through the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows near 75. Partial sun tomorrow. There could be a shower or thunderstorm later in the day. Highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Partly sunny for Saturday. Maybe a late day storm. Highs on Saturday are going to be pretty close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I'm going to tell you all about the MLB draft and how many Aggies got taken. I'll also give you an update on the NBA Finals and some of the things surrounding that. And I'll let you know how the Astros and the Rangers did. So stick around. It's right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Please tell me the Astros won.
I can't tell you that yet. That's... Can I give you those numbers yet?
I can look it up.
If only there were a small portable device on which we could query the entirety of the world's knowledge.
If only.
Well, that just sounded pretty highfalutin for a Thursday is what I'm thinking. Goodness. All right, let's unpack this. Speaking of packs, President Obama got everybody up in arms because they think during the G7 summit he was toting a pack of smokes.
Oh.
Everybody's all up in arms about it. White House spokesman Josh Ernst says, quote, he does not carry those around after being pushed on it a little further and actually holding the cigarettes. Ernst said, let's move on. There was a story in this morning that where they're talking about vaping.
Okay.
I want to see the president vape. If he's going to smoke, he needs to vape. Just saying.
As a reformed smoker, I think, personally, if I can do it, the leader of the free world can do it, too. You know? Personally.
Possible.
I think.
Who knows?
That's my take.
I think we're officially smoke-free at Bryan Broadcasting now. The ones who still imbibe nicotine do it through vaping.
Yep, you're right. I think you are.
I think you're absolutely right about that, now that I think about it. Very interesting.
It's fun.
The EPA got a crackdown on emissions from U.S. airlines, or that's what they want, but they refused to undertake specific plans. Instead, the EPA said it's going to leave it up to the U.N.
Oh, this just scares the hell out of me. Yeah.
Many environmental groups are angry. Vera Pardee, a lawyer for the Center for Biologic Diversity, why he's weighing in on this, I don't know. EPA is declaring aircraft greenhouse gases to be dangerous for all of us, but is passing the buck on doing anything about it.
Oh.
Surprise, surprise. Someone passing the buck? Oh, no.
Let me see. President Obama is ordering 450 more U.S. troops deploying to Iraq. They're not going to do anything but tell people what to do. Those troops would be added to the 3,100 troops there to help new operations center and work a little closer with the fighters in the Anbar province. Pentagon hopes to strengthen American presence on the ground in Anbar to help Iraqi military carry out counterattacks to retake the provincial capital.
So traffic control.
Of Ramadi. Yeah. Well, those guys work hard, and I've noticed
they do.
But they do.
I'm.
What a very unenviable position.
I guess so.
That's just terrible.
The real question is going to be, when will no boots on the ground turn into boots on the ground?
Sooner rather than later, if I had to guess. And tuttle up, tuttle up, tuttle up, a newsflash, Secret Service details in trouble again. According to the National Enquirer, they discovered one of the First Lady's Secret Service agents was caught sending, we'll say provocative, selfies.
If you're happy and you know it, say you swear.
Boobs. Tiny. Mitten.
Nice.
Yeah, that was very nice. The provocative selfies were sent to a prominent staff member during an event.
Jeez.
I told you never to text me here.
The receiver was not interested. Big wigs were, of course, promptly called to the case to investigate, and one is underway.
As much as it is a commentary on the Secret Service, it's really a commentary on all of America.
Yeah. I would concur wholeheartedly.
Just a symptom of our society.
Speaking of symptom, Bill Clinton said yesterday that he'll stop giving paid speeches.
Oh.
What? If Hillary is elected president.
Oh, okay. The caveat there.
Oh, wait. Right. I'm on it with the audio this morning.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
Oh, man. I just have so many of these.
He'll instead give no charge speeches if his wife wins the White House, a Clinton Foundation conference in Denver. He told Bloomberg TV, I will still give speeches, though, on subjects I'm interested in.
Oh, how generous of him.
Well, that's just, I'm thinking anybody that he's done a speech for now is going, hey.
I didn't want to talk about any of that stuff.
Asked by CNN if any foundation donors ever got special treatment while Hillary was Secretary of State, he said, no one has ever asked me for anything.
Liar.
I know it's hard to see because it's the radio, but did you see that?
No. What?
That monkey just, anyway.
Oh.
All right. It is 6:45 now with the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620, and we'll get to Plant Talk Texas with Neil Sperry, brought to us by Producers Co-op next.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Consider your landscape to be another room of your house. Think of it as an extension of your living room or den, the master bedroom or your dining room or even the kitchen. We've moved into our landscapes as never before. In fact, our gardens have become the scenes of many of our most important events, from weddings and receptions to graduation celebrations and parties of all other sorts. We're in the peak season for these festivities, so lay your plans and your plantings accordingly. I'll be back with details. Landscapes are for living right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. As you plan your landscape for entertaining, allow ample space and comfortable space. Figure 100 square feet of patio space per family member, more if you entertain freely. Choose a hard surface that will be smooth under table and chair legs and that will drain quickly following showers. Plant shade trees off to the sides to cut the late afternoon heat, or build an attractive cover with its slats running north to south for more even shading. Keep shrubs pruned to allow ample air movement, and install a ceiling fan if you have a weatherproof covering. On a more immediate note, if you're trying to fix the backyard up for an event that's just a couple of months down the road, mow and trim things carefully. Fertilize all the plants to encourage a burst of new growth. Tend to any pest problems so the plants will look fresh. If you need new shrubs, ground covers, or annuals, plant larger container-grown specimens. They give a more immediate impact. They stand up to the summer and early fall heat much better than smaller 1-gallon stalk, for example.
Probably the best way to spruce up a backyard in a hurry is with attractive annual color. No matter what the season, there are plants that will bloom in all its adversities. Choose plants that are growing vigorously. If they're already in flower, they may stall out and set no more buds. So choose from 4-inch or larger containers and buy plants that have been growing in the same type of lighting you'll be able to provide for them once you get them home. For summer color, choose from firebush, copper plants, moss rose, hybrid purslane, trailing lantanas, fanflower, that's scavola, also purple fountain grass, esperanza, tropical hibiscus, pentas, sun-tolerant coleus. Oh, and you might also want angelonia. What a beautiful plant that is. For shade, caladiums, coleus, begonias, flowering tobacco, and impatiens. You can also add some great fall color out of transplants that you set out in about a month. Reserve a few annuals to plant into pots. Large decorative pots give a quick pickup to their surroundings. You might even buy a few large hanging baskets and fill them with color. Choose also plants that are fragrant. Moon vines and moonflowers both perfume their surroundings. So will some types of Nicotiana flowering tobacco and many of the tropical vines classed as types of jasmine. Landscape lighting adds a great touch, and you may even want to build in a kitchen outdoors. I'm Neil Sperry. Crepe myrtle, stars of the summer in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I am Brad Mitchell with a look at your morning sports update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. Juniors Logan Taylor and Matt Kent were selected on the last day of the MLB draft to give Texas A&M five players chosen in 2015. Logan Taylor was picked up by the Seattle Mariners in the 12th round with a 365th overall selection. Matt Kent was chosen by the Boston Red Sox in the 13th round with a 381st overall pick. Junior pitchers A.J. Minter and Grayson Long and senior shortstop Blake Alamond were selected on the first 2 days of the draft. Four Aggie signees were also selected, including pitchers Ash Russell and Bo Burrows in the first round. Russell was chosen 21st overall by the Kansas City Royals, and the Detroit Tigers picked up Burrows in the next pick. The Brewers picked pitcher Nash Walters in the third round with the 90th overall choice, and the Miami Marlins tabbed pitcher Chris Paddock as the 236th player in the draft, selecting him in the 8th round. In the NBA, Golden State forward Draymond Green is battling back spasms, but is expected to play in Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Coach Steve Kerr says Green's getting treatment and will be evaluated each day, but should be okay for Thursday's game. Also, Matthew Dellavedova spoke with the media on Wednesday, just a few hours after the Cleveland Cavaliers guard was hospitalized with dehydration.
Right now, it's just, you know, getting as much fluids in as you can and just trying to eat a lot.
Dellavedova cramped up after Tuesday's 96-91 victory over Golden State and was hospitalized after receiving IV treatment at Quicken Loans Arena. He said, all things considered, he's feeling pretty good.
Just cramped up a little bit. You know, they thought best form of recovery would be just go to the hospital for a little bit, get an IV. You know, feeling pretty good. The medical staff here, they do a great job. Feeling good.
Dellavedova said he's ready to play in Game 4 of the NBA Finals coming up on Thursday. And it was a sad day in Texas baseball all around as the Texas Rangers fell to the Oakland A's, who took a 5-4 walk-off victory. Oakland rallied from a 4-2 hole with two runs in a sloppy eighth and won it on a fielder's choice in the ninth. The Rangers, though, made costly mistakes beginning as early as the first moments of the game. The third and final game of the series with the A's is today at 2:35, and you can hear all that action on the Zone HD 95.1-3. And things didn't look great for the Astros last night at U.S. Cellular Field in Chicago.
That ball hit deep. Stretch. He looks up. You can put it on the board. Yes. Third homer for Gio, and the Sox lead it 2-1.
That audio courtesy of MLB.com. Giovanni Soto clubbed a go-ahead solo home run to left field for a 2-1 White Sox lead in the seventh inning. Things didn't get better from there for the Stros, who ultimately fell to the Sox 4-1. The Astros look to start fresh tomorrow night in Houston against the Seattle Mariners. First pitch is at 7:10. In other Astros news, it looks like they're bringing another Biggio on board and another Rocket. Notre Dame outfielder Connor Biggio, son of Hall of Famer Craig Biggio, was selected by the Astros in the 34th round of the Major League Baseball draft on Wednesday. One round later, the Astros took Texas high school shortstop Cody Clemens, and if that name sounds familiar to you, it should, because he's the youngest son of seven-time Cy Young winner Roger Clemens. In fact, it was quite a family-friendly draft for the Astros Monday night, who also took Kyle Tucker, the brother of current outfielder Preston Tucker, and son of former All-Star Mike Cameron outfielder Daz Cameron. In the NHL, Corey Crawford turned back 24 shots, and Brandon Saad scored the game winner early in the third period as the Chicago Blackhawks beat Tampa Bay 2-1 to even the Stanley Cup Finals at two games apiece. Saad called it a lucky shot.
It was really pretty lucky. I just saw space going to the net and try to drive and create some chaos. The goalie made a good play with poking the puck and bouncing around to my feet. Finally, I found it to my stick and just tried to get some wood on it and get it to the net, and it's found a way in through his legs.
Crawford helped the Blackhawks kill off four power plays and blank the Lightning after Alex Killorn tied the game midway through the second period. Jonathan Toews also scored for the Hawks, who traveled to Tampa Bay for Game 5 on Saturday. And Bobby Wood scored a late goal for the second time in 6 days to lead the U.S. men's soccer team to a 2-1 triumph over World Cup champion Germany. Wood entered in the 74th minute and fired a 23-yard blast that found the net in the 87th minute. He also scored in the 90th minute to lead the U.S. past the Netherlands in Amsterdam on Friday. And that's been a look at your morning sports. For Newstalk 1620 WTAW, I'm Brad Mitchell.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
You know, Acme Glass has been around for 65 years. The Moorheads started that business up, and, you know, it's continued with the Moorhead family still running it, still making sure that you have your glass needs met when you need them. Now, I had to get some glass replaced in a house not too long ago. Made a call. Took about 5 minutes to get the appointment set up. The workman was there when he said he would be, did the work that he needed to, up and out of my way so that I could continue doing other stuff in the house, and they had once again done exactly what I needed at a reasonable price, and they responded just when they said they would. And I say that because, you know, you end up having the frustration of dealing with a company that you've never dealt with before who doesn't understand the importance of customer service. Well, you know, Acme Glass has been around for 65 years, and it's based on having a product that you can get a lot of places, but the difference is customer service. So when you need glass or you want glass, why not call on the 65-year experience that you'll find with Acme Glass. Two locations here in town, in downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M, Acme Glass.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at $5 at Cellucor Field.
It's the HEB Road Rally this Thursday at the HEB Tower Point location in College Station. Explore the HEB Interactive Mobile Museum, where you can learn about HEB values, their history, the HEB brand, their formats, HEB products, HEB communities, and the HEB family of employees. Free samples of HEB products, including HEB Primo Picks and 110th Anniversary Swag items. Plus, the HEB Creamy Creations trailer and soda truck have free summertime samples. Join us Thursday starting at 2 p.m. at HEB Tower Point as we celebrate HEB's 110th Anniversary at the HEB Road Rally.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. A warranty is only as good as a company who offers it. That's why Brazos Valley Flooring Design has been voted best of the Brazos for 11 years in a row. We stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. Come by our showroom and see for yourself. Our selection and prices won't be beat. Visit Brazos Valley Flooring Design in College Station off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. This is the 15th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in food, fun, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at Ashley Furniture Home Store, Messina Hoff Winery, Cornerstone Home Health, and Marriott Homes. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:58. Let's check your forecast right quick.
Sunshine, a few clouds may develop. Temperatures are going to be up to about 90 to 95 today. It'll be partly cloudy, warm overnight with low around 75. For tomorrow, partial sunshine. Late in the day, there's the chance for an isolated shower or a thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow, again, 90 to 95. Becoming partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75. Saturday, sunshine, a few clouds, and maybe a late day storm. High Saturday, around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 74, 94% humidity, and the winds are out of the south at 5 miles per hour. And now, straight from the People's Republic of Vermont, Ben & Jerry's is working on vegan ice cream.
No, they're not.
What is the point of that? Ben & Jerry's is taking the cream out of ice cream. Company co-founder Jerry Greenfield said Ben & Jerry's is currently experimenting with dairyless ice cream using either coconut milk or almond milk as a base.
Well, they deserve whatever they get. If you put non-dairy ice cream in your mouth, you deserve
well,
it.
Well, if you're lactose intolerant, I get it.
Fine.
That's like non-beef meat. How does that make sense?
I like that. Non-beef meat.
Can't spell tofu without F-U.
Righty then. Ba-dunks. All right, just shy of 7 o'clock, and you are listening to News Talk 1620 and 103.5 WTAW College Station. Brian Buffalo, the Infomaniacs, getting your morning started. We appreciate you listening. Thank you so very, very much.